Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. This is your host, Linda C. Shaw, creative vocal entrepreneur and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound, inviting you to this first Sunday's inspired, creative, poetic word. Today, I want to focus on prayers and inspirational words from the living word for our sons and daughters. Use me, Lord, to bless someone who needs to hear, understand, act upon your word, the living word. This is crucial because in Hebrew, 4th chapter, 12th verse, it says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Now, take a moment and think about how intertwined our soul, mind, and spirit, heart, the very breath of life is. Our joints and bone marrow, one cannot exist without the other. Yet, Yahweh, Elohim, God, the living word, sees, hears, knows the most finite, minute, intimate characteristic of every part of our bodies and can divide them individually and judge each part. Chew on that for a moment. My God, He is holy, sovereign, and the uncontested Lord of all, creator of heaven and earth. I honor Him today with these words and invite you to enter into His presence as I lay myself upon the altar of faith, truth, hope, trust, and love. Come to know Him, for falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I long to see your precious face. I humbly seek your warm embrace. I need to hear your voice so sweet. Touch me, change me, make me complete. For my life was given to glorify you. I walked in your light, but yet I knew there was so much more I had to do. Lord, there was a ministry that you were calling, pulling me to. So here I am, Lord. I give all of me. Forgive me for not being all I am to be. You see, I am not worthy, but still, for I earnestly come, y'all, and I would steward some tests. The tests of pain, of poverty, deceit. The test of loneliness. I've endured the curse of the cheat. I've been tried in the fires. I've been lost. Lord, you know I've been confused. cried tears of despair, yet I still clung to you. I still clung to you. For you taught me to leave all that I knew and fearlessly, humbly give my all to you. You promised to bring me the desires of my heart and said when we became one, we would never, ever part. Now, as I again bow down to you, thankful, so thankful that you love me too. Lord, I'm grateful to know that you died for me. Yet, I'm ashamed because I have yet to be perfect, pure, holy, just, unstained as you, Lord. So I know I must pray without ceasing. Pray from my soul. Pray from my being, Lord, leaving nothing untold. Lord, I'll pray for forgiveness. I'll pray for new life. I'll pray to see your glory and to be totally free from strife. I pray because I thank you for never leaving me. That's our God. I pray for in your mercy you've given me steadfast victory. Lord, I pray because you're worthy. You're the great I am. I'll pray because you're sovereign, the unblemished Lamb. I'll pray to enter into your grace, to be lifted just a little higher. Lord, I'll pray to put my mind, body, and my soul at peace, because you're my one and only desire. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Matthew, 13th chapter, 1st to 23rd verses, is the introduction of our learning for today. It is known as the parable of the sower. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 23, New International Version. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables or stories, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. The story was told to help us to understand the Word of God. In the beginning, in verses 1 through 9, where it ends with whoever has ears, let them hear, Jesus is comparing our relationship with Him and what the Word of God does in our lives. The Word of God, the living Word, is active and alive. It is a seed that is planted in our hearts that comes to us first through our ears, what we hear. Many of us hear the Word of God and simply discard it. Those are those who are like the seeds where the birds just simply came and ate it up. You just simply threw it away. Then there were some who heard the Word of God and it sounded really good. And you decided, yes, I'm going to do this. But you really, really didn't mean it, because as soon as something happened in your life, you decided to revert back to your own ways. There was no root. You had not yet been grounded in the Word. You did not stay long enough with it for the Word to take root in your heart and in your lives. And yet still, there are some of us who that when we heard the Word of God, we stood there and we stayed, but we kept going back and forth, so that as the Word grew, so did our sin grow. And unfortunately, the sin choked out that which was good. And finally, we get to the seed that fell on good soil. Those who heard the Word of God and stayed, who stuck with it, who studied it, who learned it, who decided to act upon it, and to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, to believe, to step out on faith and say, I am going to wait on the Lord because I believe His word is true. That is the seed that fell in good soil that produced a crop 160 and 30 times. There are those who are rooted and grounded in the Word of God and can testify to His grace, to the truth of His living Word, to His love, to His promises, to His provisions, to His joy, to His happiness, everything that He said is true. Going back to our scripture, starting in verse 14, Jesus said, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. For Isaiah wrote, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. As I shared, this is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they only last a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. To God be the glory. Amen. It is not an easy path. We have to trust. We have to believe. We have to dig in and know. It is not necessarily easy. It is, oh, so, so much worth it. I will end with this poem. Faith is forged by fire. And it was written in hopes that you understand that no matter what you face, God is able. And if you seek his face and stay the course, he will provide. This poem is an excerpt from my book of the same title, I Found Out, Faith is Forged by Fire. It begins with reflection. Faith is Forged by Fire was birthed in me because of my desire to see people prosper and live well, happy, joyful, meaningful, loving, and successful lives. It costs something in order to have your life prosperous. It takes will, determination, faith, belief, hope, patience, creative ideas, courage, and trust. We have been purposefully and wonderfully made. Our Father has equipped us with everything we need to win, even over our enemies, but we must remain in His will. Our protection and provision lies there. He will never leave us or forsake us. I have heard people say He is only a prayer away. He is never away. He is always beside us. We are the ones who walk away. But He is with us right now. It is His presence that dwells within us and speaks to us every single day. Many times we do not hear Him until we are weary, confused, upset, or worried. But He is always there. A truer statement, as I said, is we are only a prayer away from God. We must seek His face. We must know His will. We must decide to follow Him. We decide to serve Him, and it is through us that the world will know Him. I pray that you accept the will of God in your life. I pray that when you are tempted or believe that you can't do it, that you will turn to Him and not away from Him. I pray that those of us who are searching for something to look to Jesus. And I pray that you will have the fortitude to go through the fire, whatever that may be in your life. I leave you with this. Faith is forged by fire. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So why am I so weak and worn? Father, have you counted the tears that I've spent? Your word says the faith of a mustard seed is all that you require. I've stood, believed, given my all. So, Father, why am I so tired? And still, your word says by faith I can do anything. I can have all I desire. I guess I didn't understand in your perfect will and your perfect plan. My faith was to be forged by fire. So I can't come with no skip to my lose, no promises to pray tomorrow, no compromises or patty cake rhymes. The truth is, you'll never experience your miracle if you haven't given him quality, quantitative time. You see, faith comes when mama and daddy can't fix it. I'm going to say that again. You see, faith comes when mama and daddy can't fix it. Faith comes when you literally cannot see. Faith comes when you've gotten on your knees, laying prostrate in prayer, and still you're bound and can't get free. You know that good fight of faith? It ain't nothing to play with. For you can go in and you can get hurt. For if you don't know how to step out in it, pain, frustration, deception, depression will cover you like dirt. At first, it might be a little stain, a white lie, a stolen kiss, a missed date. Then it will metastasize into a hit of this, a taste of that, insecurity, and finally, dissatisfaction with your mate. Or you'll tell yourself, one more drink won't matter, because you're not going to drive anywhere. Yet you're too hungover to go to church, claiming services last too long over there. Not understanding that it is the enemy of your mind that's trying to make you doubt. Got you thinking that our God is not enough. Too many we've loved have worn those shoes, for their faith was not built on the right stuff. You see, it's the lack of faith that brings a man or woman down. Not knowing how to fight can cause us to lose our crown. For you see, weeping may endure for more than just a night. It can carry on into years. Oh, but I am a living hallelujah sanctified witness that his favor will cover all of your fears. You see, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So in this, we must fully understand. Our God is not necessarily moved by our tears, but by the measure of faith that's in a man. So no matter where you are, no matter how dark or immovable it might seem, don't be moved by your circumstances. Instead, speak those things that be not as though they were. Cover your brothers and sisters in faith. Keep them strong and forever in his presence. Remember, it's through prayer that we receive his grace. So accept the purging of his fire. Just go ahead and praise him in everything. How else can you experience the manifested word and begin to mount up like eagles on wings? You see, it takes strength to fly and the breath of God for us to soar. You've got to exercise your faith so His favor can open the door. Then expect great things, awesome wonders. Eyes have not seen things. Ears have not heard things. Unspeakable joy. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Miraculous healings. For they're all in the kingdom of God. Romans 8, chapter 18th verse in the Amplified Bible says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us." Hallelujah. Glory to God when we see His face. I pray that you have been strengthened and encouraged by these words, that you will dig in, trust God, get to know Him more, find a church home, take classes, study to show thyself approved. Get a Bible and begin to enter into your own personal, intimate relationship with the living God. Beloved, you are loved into existence, and the Word of God is your free roadmap to the abundant life. Thank you for listening to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless, live well, and have a victorious month. To God be the glory. Amen.